5 minutes in the mess.
Okay. Been wanting to do one of these for a long time. I just haven't gathered the time. Okay. Just going to start off by just asking everyone, how is everyone doing, you know? Like, how are you guys holding up? Like, finals, anybody guy feel like finals? Just
they're
pretty bad. Has anybody felt like the rushingness or like rushings of Christmas yet? Or in course, or the traffic, you know, getting late to school? Well, I heard a story. My pastor gave me a story that, like, of course, anybody done Christmas shopping yet already?
No.
Like, well, my pastor gave a story that he was like, day after Thanksgiving, he was actually waiting 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, everybody yelling, you know, he's right in front of the line of Babies R Us, right? And they have the presents, they're trying to get presents, and he's waiting in the line in Babies R Us, and there's people in the Toys R Us line, and he's like, just waiting there, and people are like, come on, why are you waiting in the Babies R Us line? Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, and it goes into the same place, so people were like angry that he was going to already get in first, but I was just like, gosh, I myself have actually gone out, already bought presents. I know for my parents, they don't know yet, but like, went to a Christian bookstore, you know, bought the Christian stuff. I mean, bought a CD for my dad, a book, a nice book for my mom, and Chronicles of Narnia for Jeremiah. But yeah, getting to the point, you know, just not to get too far sidetracked, but Christmas, as everyone says, comes once, but once a year. Of course, if I didn't tell you guys, my message is going to be on Christmas. And, of course, you get the lights out, decorate your houses with the Santa Claus, the ornaments, the Christmas tree, everything. But everybody, like everybody says, it's your favorite time of the year. Most people have begun to forget the real meaning of Christmas. And, of course, I'm going to remind you guys all the old story of Christmas. Turn your pages in your Bibles. Turn with me to Luke chapter 2. Say amen when you're there.
Amen.
Okay. Starting in verse 1. Okay. Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there were no room for him in the inn. In the same regions, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told to them about Christ. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. And Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told to them. Okay. And this is a Christmas story. Of course, you are all familiar with it. Yes, I'm also going to say that it was also prophesied. I mean, this comes parallel passages. There's like, turn with me to the book of Micah. Micah chapter 5, verse 2.
Where's Micah?
It's in the Old Testament.
Oh,
somewhere around there. After Jonah, before Hosea, before Nahum, actually. Okay. Micah 5:2, which reads, "But as for you, Bethlehem Ephratah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth from me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity." Okay, verse 3, "Therefore he will give up until the time when she who is in labor has borne a child, then the remainder of his brethren will return to the sons of Israel." So of course, this is already a prophecy of the time that Mary's going to give birth, and about Jesus' life in Israel, in Bethlehem, that he's going to be born. And so now continuing on, like of course, everybody has Santa Claus, the gifts, and everything taking the place, but of course, Christmas comes back to one central point, Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, and also his life, which, if I were to narrate his life, it would take too long, but he did so much to this world. I mean, of course, he died on the cross for our sins, and he rose again so that we could have salvation in him. And if you notice how much of an impact Christ has made to this world, you even look at the date. I mean, who could name today's date, like the full date in amount? Any of you name today's date in full? Like 2007. Yes, AD. Which, yes, the year of our Lord, 2007. So basically AD, which is Anno Domini, which is Latin, but it's after death. And then BC, which is the year of our Lord, you're right. Well, they put AD. You could put after death. Well, BC is before Christ. And so, Christ even changed our time. Now we actually have time. So, most people, of course, people try to change it now. They try to change it before common. But we all know the real meaning.
Yeah, really.
And so, we have to go out and proclaim his name, even through the rush season and everything. We have to remember the real point of Christmas, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection on the cross, and of course Christ's birth. We have to proclaim that to our lost country right now. There's like many people, I mean, riots, it's really sad, fires, I don't know if they're still going on, but yes, it's really hard to be like, to be a light in this darkness, but like, turn with me to John chapter 6. Yeah. You're making it sound good. You like it? Okay, John chapter 6, verse 40. It says, Jesus Christ says, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day." So, of course, this was Jesus Christ's purpose for coming to earth. And we have hope of eternal life. And we also just need to remember that Christ is the main point of eternal life. Oh, sorry, I cut it off short. I had more to say, but I blanked out. Gosh, what did I say? How long was it? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll be closing off my message. I'm sorry. This is too short. Yeah. It's just turn to one last chapter. John chapter 3. Of course, you guys probably already know this. But I like this translation. John chapter 3, verse 16. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So this is our purpose on earth, of course, is to glorify God, but to be showing people their need for the Savior, and to be showing them the real meaning of Christmas. Actually, I liked one picture that I saw one time of Santa Claus. And Santa Claus was at the, it's a manger scene, because actually this season you don't see much manger scenes. They're always like a whole bunch of Santa Claus. But there was a manger scene, and they show Santa Claus kneeling at the foot of the manger. So basically, remember, even Santa Claus, presents, the Christmas tree, they're all in subjection to Jesus, basically. This world is his. So let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray that you would just take this message, take it to heart, Lord God, and bless everybody that was here, and even though it was short, Lord God, I pray that we get the real meaning, Lord God. I pray that we'd always remember not to be in rushes, and just remember to proclaim you, Lord God, as Son, and also as Light of the World. Pray you would be with us all. I know it's tense and tensing up, finals week and everything. Pray you would just bless us this week. In Jesus' name, amen.